This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening. It's Monday night. It's 7:30. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. It's a bit like the night after the Lord Mayor show feeling yesterday. Leicester obviously lost 3-0 at Liverpool. I want your views. I want all your comments on it. I want to know what went wrong at the match. What happened to that midfield? Why was there Sunday morning, Sunday league, pub side football? I want all your views, all your comments. Get them in as fast as you can. Let's get them on screen and join me in today's Monday Night Fan Zone Show.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatman, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Whether you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, wherever you're watching this, welcome to the show. If you're watching it live, get your comments in, get your views in. If you're watching it on playback, join us live every Monday, 7:30, and on Fridays at 7:30. You can get your views in. You can get your comments in. Dan, the little man, gets the first comment in, and he says, it was pretty poor from Leicester. Yes, it was, wasn't it, Dan? Let us know your views. Mark Gatwood says, I think if Pereira and Castagna, then it would have been a different game. Although, Mark, listen, Liverpool would have been saying it'd be a different game if they had Mo Salah and a few of their players as well. I am motivated. We're all motivated, says. Worst I've seen us play in a long time. Absolutely dominated. Jack is saying, why is Iheanacho not playing? I don't know. Could Iheanacho have done something differently yesterday, Jack? Maybe he could have. LCFC Grey says, as he tweeted, we were terrified of Liverpool for some reason. We need to get sorted. Rabbits in the headlights is a phrase I've seen used about Leicester today. Good evening, Stephen Price. Sean, how are you? Sean, your prediction didn't come right yesterday. Would have liked it. Carlos, good evening. Matty, good evening. Chaz, good evening. Maz, MTAz. Let's get all those comments coming in. Thanks for that. Tuscan Factors. I think that's Tuxum Foxes, isn't it? In the house. And always a proud fox. Why are you wearing that? Don't stick into my horrible red away shirt. Maybe I shouldn't after we've just lost to Liverpool. I like this one. This is a classic. This is, look, a bit of John Bully. What year is this from? I can't remember. 86? Something like that. Get your views in. Let's look. These are some of the topics. As ever, I want your views and your comments, and we'll discuss whatever you want to talk about. Here's some of the things I think we could talk about today. Liverpool 3, Leicester 0. What do you want to do? Where do you want to start with that? What went wrong yesterday? Why were we those rabbits caught in the headlights? Are we going to blame International Week? You've got to be careful with all this because Liverpool are in the same sort of situation. They've got injuries. They're down to the bare bones a little bit. But what went wrong? What was going on with the midfield? We've been raving over Yuri Tielemans, Maddison, Mendy. It looked a bit of a bag of spanners yesterday, but even worse than that, what was going on in the defence? Come on, get your views in. Johnny Evans, lucky to only score one own goal header. He could have had two. He was lucky. There was times it was like when you play Sunday morning football, the ball is ponging and pinging and flipping around the goal mouth. What on earth was going on in the defence? That'll get us a bit of a topic going. Johnny Evans, I don't think I've ever seen him play that bad. Is Fofana's hair to blame? Do you blame his hairstyle? I know we were talking about that yesterday. Has it gone to his head, maybe? And good news today. We could be back at the matches. I mean, it depends what tier they put Leicester in. We've been in lockdown since blooming June. So will we get back to the King Power this side of Christmas? Will it be after Christmas? Will it be even this season? Will you go if you can go? It's a fair question. It will be different. I want to know, would you go to the games if you can? Let's get as many of your views in and your comments in as you can. Anthony's saying, let's have no excuses. We were rubbish. Fair enough, Anthony. We weren't brilliant, were we? The team never got off the coach, says LCFC Grey. Jack saying we could still challenge. We can still challenge for the top four. I think the reality is, isn't it? It's probably a top four challenge again would be amazing. You know, getting back into Europe, even Europa League, it's still a great season for Leicester, what goes on. But top challenge for the Premier League, maybe we're just not there again. John is looking forward already to Braga on Thursday. Don't forget, you can join us live from, I think, game's 5:55 kickoff. So we'll be going live from about 5:25 with the pre-match show, then the watch-along with Lox and Tom and the post-match shows. Anyway, John says, bounce back on Thursday and let's look forward. We always struggle after the international break. It seems to be a bit of a factor, John, doesn't it, that we do? Rudy, good evening. How are you out there in Cyprus? Are you still out in Cyprus, Rudy? I can't remember. Need to not dwell anyway, he says, and make sure we turn up in Braga. We certainly do, don't we? Fofana, this is Neil, says Fofana would be better keeping his mind on the job and not his hairstyle. Neil, I'm a bit with you on that. I actually believe you, Neil. I think it's a bit, look at me, I'm all this, I'm all that. Maybe not. Maybe he's allowed to do his hair. What the hell? I don't know. Stephen says we can't blame the break. We just thought it was an easy game. I think so. I think us fans certainly did. And did the players think the same, Stephen? By the way, Stephen won the Everard's night in, the big box. Have you got it yet, Stephen? Let us know. Has it turned up in the post? It should be. The Shadow Striker says just a bit of an off day. Tactics didn't work. Needed to take the game to them. As we had a weekend side, at least, listen, I'm quite often known for saying that Brendan has no plan B. I actually thought we did try a plan B yesterday. I thought we mixed it up. We sort of went to four at the back. I thought we had a plan B yesterday. I thought we looked better with Pratt on, to be fair, and under. What do you think to that? Markle Brighton, I'm a big fan of Markle Brighton. Definitely didn't have a best game yesterday. Joanna says, we've had a moan. Now let's look forward to Thursday. Joanna, we're still moaning. We're still having a bit of a moan, but we will get on to Thursday night very shortly in about 5 minutes or so. Joanna also says, on the plus, Ricardo is playing tonight. Could we see Castagna on Thursday? That would be an interesting one. I'm hearing things that Ndidi is not going to be back so soon either. So not maybe everything there. Keith says it's time to change your lucky underpants. I really thought yesterday, Keith, we were going to win there at Anfield. It's been a long... When was the last time we won Anfield? It's been a while. I come from the era, like my shirt, from the 80s, where I used to remember going to Anfield and winning. So I thought we were back to those days. But Sean says it was a tough game. It was tough. Listen, Liverpool, they outplayed us, didn't they, Sean? I reckon. Mick, I'm probably with you. We said it before the game. I did say I would rather have seen Dennis Pratt start in there. Do you want to talk about Harvey Barnes? Should we have a chat about Harvey Barnes? I feel like I'm on Harvey Barnes' case a little bit at the moment, but 1-0 down, a silly own goal. Great header from Johnny Evans, just in the wrong box at the wrong goalkeeper. But he smashed it past Casper. But then the other end, we get our chance. we get our chance and Harvey Barnes, he's got to bury those for me. This is going to be the difference for Harvey Barnes this season. He has got to start to bury some of those goals. And he didn't again, did he, yesterday? Was it a penalty as well? Back there in the first, I was jumping around at my living room saying it was a penalty. Do you think it was a penalty? Am I scraping the barrel saying if we'd have had a penalty, it would have been a much closer game? Patrick says Barnes could not finish his dinner. It frustrates me. In a way, I think he's better than Jeff Schlupp, but Jeff Schlupp offered us so much promise and then, just in front of goal, just not got that finishing touch. I really hope that he sorts that out. Steve Chapman says Fuchs was shocking. Fuchs wasn't on great form either yesterday. Jack, thanks, Jack, for joining us yesterday, says we'll come back stronger and can't wait till Castagna, Ricardo and Cags come back. And then Diddy, let's add him back in there. Ian says, Jota, 41 million by the season. Shame we didn't go for him. Looked good, didn't he? Looked really good. Obviously came from Wolves, I believe, didn't he? So he's done well there. Keep getting your views in. We want as many of your comments in. We want your comments in, and then we'll talk about it. This, literally, no script, no nothing. We just talk about whatever Leicester City fans you guys want to talk about. I absolutely talk a load of nonsense. You lot know it, but we'll go for it. Paul says, if Vardy has 10 shots, he'll bury 9. If Barnes has 10, he might score 1. Paul, I think that's probably, I haven't looked at the stats, but that's the feeling you get, isn't it? But listen, let's pull it back to the first one of that. Vardy needs to get some shots. How many shots did Jamie Vardy have yesterday? I think he had 1 in the second half where he was at a really tight angle. I don't know. Jamar, I don't know if I'm saying that right, says, I don't know why Iheanacho isn't playing. Do you think, let's pull it on a little bit from yesterday to Thursday. We've got Braga, obviously, in the Europa League. Time for Nacho to come in. Where are we going to go with this team on Thursday? Where are we going to go? Tom, thanks, Tom. Did a great watch-along yesterday with Lox. Says, team looked lots better with Pratt and Under came on. I agree. I definitely agree. We said it before the game. Dennis Pratt, he just offers that bit more glue in there. He's a bit of an unsung hero. I know a lot of you like him, but I think he does offer just a little bit more. I think when you've got Barnes, Vardy and Maddison, it's very attacking, but it's no good if you're not getting the ball through to him so much. Don't forget, if you are watching on Facebook, please give us a like. Please give us a share. I am begging. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're watching on Facebook, go over to YouTube as well and subscribe to us, please. We're trying to get the numbers up on that. And if you're watching on Twitter and Periscope, give us a good old retweet. Let's get back to your views in there. Robert says, Maddison was doing a lot of walking on the pitch yesterday. I'm not following the plays. Okay, that's fair enough. Patrick says it will be the B team on Thursday, same as when we played them at home. I think we need to get this in. We need to get the point. We just need a point on Thursday, don't we? And then we can relax in the Europa League. Reese is telling us what's going on in tonight's, is it the under-23s, Reese? Let me know. He says, Damari Gray has just scored a fantastic goal. What does he have to do to play for the first team? Reese, Damari Gray, Iosi Perez. Where are they gone? Where are these guys? They were certainly around, and if not in the first team, for most of last season. What was going on? Somebody on Facebook, if you're watching the Facebook group, don't forget you need to click a link to allow StreamYard to let you get your name up there. But I think this is a really interesting point. It says zonal marking doesn't work. Do you know what? I spoke to Steve Walsh about zonal marking. They say it's nonsense. They really don't like it, the old school football players. 5 goals conceded from set plays this season, most of any team in the league. Kasper needs more commanding from crosses. I tell you what, Liverpool's first goal, Johnny Evans was totally unmarked in our box. He was allowed that free header, Johnny Evans. We should have marked him. You get where I'm going with that. We should have marked him a bit tighter. Scott says, in Rodgers, we trust. Of course we do. Of course we do. Matt is getting cross. Don't talk to me about Damari Gray. Come on. Joanna. A bit harsh. Gray is Championship, not Premier League. I'd love to have a chat with Damari Gray to see what's going through his mind at the moment, because it's certainly not looking good for him at Leicester, is it? Anthony says, we're terrible at corners at defending. Yeah, we sort of yesterday. Trust me, I say Sunday league defending. It was just comedy. It was hand in the mouth sort of time watching where that ball was going through yesterday. Reece saying the bench was. I thought the bench was all right yesterday. I think we looked better when the bench came on the first team. To be fair, Reece went under and Dennis Pratt came on. Reece, and listen, Reece, I know you're not the biggest fan of Mark Albrighton, and I have to admit, Reece, he had a bit of a stinker yesterday. If I'm honest, not good. Certainly involved in their second goal. Neil, I think there's some stats in there, Neil, about Youri Tielemans. Has he played 18 games already this season? Something like 9 of them for Belgium. There's some crazy stat like that. He's already played 18 games. He looked off form yesterday, didn't he? Maybe it is time to give Youri a rest. Nobody needs 3 international games in that window. That was bloody ridiculous. Patrick said there's plenty of space in Greathead, but there's no football brain. Jack says we couldn't handle Liverpool's pressure. Listen, Liverpool did play well, Jack. Let's give them out. Let's give them back. Johnny Evans had a bit of a day off. We've talked a little bit about that. Unusual for Johnny. I'm sure he's professional. He'll get by that. What did you think to that? And for Fafana's hair, we've joked about it, but is it like, whoa, look at me. Look at me, I'm Premier League. I'm like the next best thing. And it's gone to his head. Is his head's gone, as Adrian Durham would say on TalkSport. Head's gone time. Can you do that or not? It is a bit of a... Somebody said to me, has he dyed his hair like Riyad did, to get a bit of like, woo, available. But he's only just joined us at Leicester. And listen, I want to know, we could be back at the King Power Stadium. What tier will they put Leicester in when they announce it? Probably tier 3, maybe tier 2. I don't know. If it's tier 2, I think, what is it? 2,000 fans can go to the ground. I think that's right. And tier 1, it's 4,000 fans. So let's see where they put Leicester. But there's a chance. There is a chance that football fans could be back at the King Power Stadium sooner rather than later. And that is good news. Well done to all the people involved with that. All the vaccines. Thank goodness for all that. But here's the question. Would you go at the moment if you could go on December the 4th? I can't even remember what the fixture list is. Would you go to the King Power Stadium or not? I'm not sure I've made my mind up yet. I've obviously got all my season tickets for me and the kids. I'd have to have a good think about it, to be fair, at the moment. So I want to know your views on that. Would you go to the King Power Stadium at the moment, if you're allowed to or not? Interesting thoughts on there. Patrick says King Power will be full of the corporate and sponsors. You're probably right, Patrick. Knowing how football is, they're probably all the executive boxes. What's that? There's 16 exec boxes at the King Power Stadium. What, with 10 or 12 in? That's probably 1,000 people in there, isn't it? Probably all the people. You're probably right. That's probably all that will be allowed in. Always watch City, says LCSC. Great. Reece, I'm not putting that comment on the screen, but you have said you would like to go. Neil's saying he's probably safer than the supermarket. Probably safer than my local Tesco's, I'll tell you that. Absolutely. Maz is saying no, wouldn't go. Obviously, if you're of an older age, luckily I'm a young spring chicken, but for those of us a bit older and you know, maybe got an illness or two, they're not going to want to get back down there. Wayne says, 100% get me down to the King Power Stadium, please. He says, Chappers, good evening. How you doing, mate? How's everything going? Would you go back down the King Power Stadium, Lee, or not? I'm sure Chappers will be back down there the minute he's allowed to. December the 5th, we play Sheffield United away, and I live in Sheffield, so I hope Sheffield is tier 1 or tier 2. I'm not sure if they'd allow away fans in, Ross. They've probably not got that far. Joanna's talking about tactics are only effective if your players able to play them out. Liverpool were quality, efficient and sharp. Listen, Liverpool were good yesterday. They were good, but Leicester weren't good. Leicester were poor yesterday, which is so frustrating. Keith says he'll go if he can get a chicken balti pie. Oh, I miss them. That was a bit of a weird sound, wasn't it? Oh, chicken balti pie every match. I'm with you on that, Keith. Absolutely. Tom says if Rodgers rated him, he would play more. His attitude stinks. That's why he doesn't play. Now, Tom hasn't mentioned the player's name there, but let me see if I can put two and two together. His attitude stinks. That's why he doesn't play. Yeah, got a nice car though, or two. Anyway, Tom saying, can't wait to get back to the KP, been away too long. Rather have someone whose attitude seems... Woo! Reece and Tom, good conversation going on here as ever. I'll just stir the pot. Reece and Tom, let's discuss Mark or Brighton. Oh, please, don't start it again, lads. Ross is saying, I can be a home fan and I can sit on my own social... on my own for social distancing rules. Yes, you could, Reece. You could. Joanna says, if he'll, yes, if Boris can fill theatres, Boris can let me back in my stadium out in the open with reduced capacity. Well, Joanna, that's what they're saying. If we're in tier one, I think 4,000 fans can go. So hopefully it will be back sooner rather than later. Wayne is still talking about yesterday's defeat and he goes, we fell massively short yesterday. We did. Shame as points were there for us if we had turned up. Oh, well, bring on Braga. So listen, there's about 10 minutes left. Let's look forward to a bit of Braga. You can still answer, would you go back to the King Power Stadium as it stands at the moment? But look, let's talk about Braga on Thursday in the Europa League. God, every time I go to say Europa League, I go to say Champions League. Trust me, it cannot get out of the back of my head, but we must move on. The Europa League on Thursday, Braga. It's almost done, isn't it, the Europa League? We're almost there. I think mathematically we're almost there. We need a point. And Braga, funny enough, thought they were going to be the best team in the division. I think they qualified top of their group last year. They were in Wolves' group, I believe. This year, we made them look rubbish. That's the Leicester that on its day can make any team look rubbish. Not the team that was there yesterday, obviously. But what do you think to Thursday's game? It's in Braga, isn't it? My mind is going mental. It is in Braga. It is in Portugal. How many of us would have loved a little trip just before Christmas to Portugal this time of year? Would it still be nice and pleasant, about 16 degrees, I guess? Sunshine there, a bit of local beer. What's the local beer in Portugal? I have only been to Portugal once in my life, and I can't remember what the beer is out there. So if you've been Portugal, let us know, what is the beer we'd be drinking out there? Because we ought to get some in for Thursday night. Obviously, we're doing the watch-along again with Tom and Larks and Jamie, myself, and any fans who want to join in. We're doing that, streaming on all things. But what beer would you be drinking if you were going? Would you have gone to Portugal, to watch Braga? I sort of would. Yes, Braga won away at Benfica, the match after we beat them. They will be a different proposition at home. Certainly will be. Web Porto at the same time. Redbock is the beer. Thanks, Patrick. Thank you for that. We'll have to get some of that in. Thanks for giving us that. Anybody else know what other beers there are in Portugal? Rudy says, I'd go if I got the opportunity and I would definitely make my voice heard on behalf of the fans that don't get the chance. Is that in Portugal, Rudy? I don't know. I don't know where you are now, where you're stationed. Let us know. Wayne says, do you think either Ricky or Castagna will make an appearance on Thursday? Good to see them back out there. I don't think Ricky will. Ricardo Pereira, I believe he has started. He is playing some part tonight in the match that is currently available on other channels, on lcfc.com. Whiz over there after this and have a look. I don't think Ricardo Pereira will start on Thursday at all, but I think maybe a subs-bench appearance at Fulham next Monday would be good. Castagna, I think, could make an appearance on Thursday myself. What do you think, Wayne? What does everybody else think? Do you think Castagna back on Thursday? Do you think Ricardo back? Let's not rush them back. Ricardo's been out a long time. Let's not rush him. We rushed Ndidi back before and we've rushed Maddison back before. So I think we'll go. Patrick saying neither will go. Castagna's picked up a knock. I hadn't heard that. That's interesting at all. Neil is saying Castagna, no, he has tweaked his hamstring again and won't be risked. Thank you for that, Neil. Appreciate that. Keith's saying the drink in Portugal would be Carlsbergo. I think, listen, you get Carlsberg and Heineken wherever you go. It doesn't matter, will you? Reece is saying he's playing well tonight. Ricardo, first touch, a bit dodgy. He's been out. Crikey, Ricardo's been out for, what is it now, 9 months? Ricardo's been out longer than there's been coronavirus around. It's that long. It feels like that was like 10 years ago since we've not been in this nonsense. Imtiaz, that's the question. Listen. Listen, Imtiaz, why do we always bottle it against top six teams? May I remind you, Imtiaz, we have beaten Arsenal away just this season. We have beaten Man City away just this season. So, you know, it's been pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. And all I'm, my first thing is, let's get to 40 points. Always remember what Uncle Claudio told us. Get to 40 points and see where the season takes us. Joanna says she thinks Ricardo Pereira will be on the bench for Fulham. I agree with you, Joanna. That's exactly where I think he'll be. A good 20 minutes would be enough for a first run out after all this time. Yep, when we're 4-0 up at Fulham, bring Ricardo Pereira on. Let's see there. Chris says the bit is Ronaldo like. Chris, indeed, what fancy dress are you wearing, Chris, on Thursday if you're coming on? Where's Wally? That's what I can tell. His profile picture, you're as bad as me. Wayne says, agreed, need them back, but fully fit. Yeah, let's not rush them back. Let's not rush them back. I'm not moaning. It's expected from players just come back from injury. I think Reece is talking about Ricardo. Yeah, I agree. I did think you were moaning, Reece. Match fitness takes a while to come back. Ross is saying that I'm wrong because Arsenal aren't a top six side anymore. You can go on Arsenal Fan TV with that one, Ross, and let them know what you think to that. In fact, you really should go on there, Ross. MTR says, true, but you know what I mean. I do. At the critical points, we always lose against the top six team. It does feel a little bit like that the last two seasons. We just we get to a cup semi-final and we just seem to just, I don't want to use the words bottle it, but we should have beat Villa last season. That was there to get to the League Cup final. We've got to FA Cup quarterfinals. Chelsea at home, I know it was lockdown and all that, but we just, Man United at home, last game of last season. I hear what you're saying, MTS. I do hear what you're saying at the moment. I think that's a bit of youthful inexperience. I do say that in the middle of midfield. I just think we need somebody at times to just... Yesterday, it needed somebody to put the foot on the ball and say, enough is enough. We need to change what we're doing a little bit. Flaming Fulham showed a bit on Saturday, says Matty Bond. Joanna's getting excited because she's seen some pictures. We've all seen those pictures today all over social media. Now, that would look nice. I'm not sure there's any substance behind those pictures, but what a stadium that would be. I'd gladly go down there every week. Hey, listen, most of us used to gladly go down Filbert Street and stand in, well, all sorts of mess if you were standing in the cop. It wasn't the most exactly. Modern-day football fans, if they went back in time and stood in the cop, they would probably be horrified as to what used to go on in the cop. It makes me laugh just thinking about it now. But that new stadium is about a million miles away from Filbert Street's cop. So that would be very nice. Somebody on Facebook group saying Liverpool are just too good on their day, even with their injuries. They still have quality, much better than us. You just got to hold your hands up. But all three goals last night were avoidable. That pretty much sums it up. That's the frustration. Johnny Evans nearly gets a hat trick for them. We didn't get a penalty. Harvey Barnes misses a shot. It's, you know, it could have been a different game. But to be fair, we didn't deserve anything from that. To be fair, in the end, I don't know about you lot, I was quite happy when we didn't lose 4-5, 6-0 because that's where I thought it was going. Well, Patrick's saying will not happen, the new ground with that. Chris is saying, do you want me to dress up as Kermit the Frog? Yes, Chris. Absolutely. Absolutely. Please do that. That's for Thursday. You heard it here. Chris will come on Leicester Fan TV dressed as Kermit the Frog. We need to discuss what is Baldy Locks's bet for this Thursday as well. We need to start to think about what he's going to do to lose all his hair and become hashtag Baldy Locks. What do you think for that? Rudy says, used to get people pissing in each other's pockets. Yes, it's exactly what I was thinking of, Rudy. It was pretty, it seems like jolly good fun in my memory, but it was probably pretty grim, wasn't it? Tom's saying, be glad when Gray's gone at the end of the season, 55 grand a week. What a waste of money. 55 grand a week. Wouldn't mind that a year, Tom. Wouldn't mind that in a year, let alone in a week. Good grief. Reece must say, thought Kasper had a good game yesterday. That would be interest in there. Chris is nuts, says Matty Bond. He is. Well, listen, as ever, last couple of minutes, we're straying well off whatever topics we were doing in there. Wouldn't want to be underneath if the new tier is anything like the Philbo Cop. Yes. Kevin's saying, Phil, you're turning. There's a lot of red in the thing. Well, yes. But look, it's still got that on it. It's still got that on it and that badge on it. It's still Leicester. It's more Leicester than maroon, Kevin. Hey. Anyway. Last couple of comments in there. Somebody is saying Slimani's in the under 20. Oh, how the Dragon Slayer has dropped. Slimani makes the under 23 squad. Still got a part to play for Leicester, if you ask me, but I don't know. Ross is saying, what bet should I have, Phil? Is this on Baldy Locks? You make one up, Ross. Make one up for Braga in there. Yes, Reese is saying it's time to go. It's time to watch Southampton versus Wolves. That's absolutely fine. Thanks for watching, Reese, as ever. Thanks for all of you for getting all your comments in. Obviously, our shows, we couldn't do it without you. This is all we do it for, is chat with you guys. So if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're watching on Facebook, can you pop over to YouTube and subscribe? That would be great. That helps us out. If you're watching on Facebook, thanks as ever. You guys are always a big, big crowd. And Twitter, Periscope, wherever you are watching, thank you so much for following Leicester Fan TV and giving us all your views and all your comments. Don't forget that. What have we got on this week? On Wednesday night, we've got a bit of a special with you. Wednesday night, we have got Gary Mills on and Barry Pierpoint. Now, Gary Mills used to play for Leicester, I think about late 80s, 89 to about 94, 95, something like that. It's part of the O'Neill team, part of the, if he was there in those years, he obviously would have been part of the fantastic playoff series of games in the early 90s. Blackburn, he would have been part of. And obviously, probably would have been there for the Swindon and the Silence of the Lambs. He would have been there for that one. So Gary Mills is on Wednesday night. Jamie will be hosting that one. So expect lots of fun and games. Barry Pierpoint, who was chief exec around that time. There's a lot of hoo-hahs with Barry Pierpoint, but he actually did a lot of good for our club. So come and join Jamie in a Fox's Tale show special on 7:30 on Wednesday. Then on Thursday from about 5:25, I'll be live with the pre-match show with Jamie. And then Lox and Tom will be doing the watch along. I'll be back at half time and full time to get as much of your views and your comments in there. Thank you so much for all your comments in there. I'm laughing at a couple of comments I'm not going to put on screen there. But thanks to all these guys as ever. ADT, Eat Me, Tiger, which is by our pals at Everard's, Moya Wade, Leicester Garage Conversions, Piglet's Pantries, The Fox's Arms, Pink Car Leasing, Hologram, and our chosen charity, which is Memphis. Well done to everybody for supporting Memphis and their fantastic challenge where they were getting everybody to donate £15 instead of the pay-per-view. I think they've done 600 or 700 times 15. I think there's about 8 or 9, 10 grand worth of gifts from Leicester City fans. Well done to all of you for doing that. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you on Thursday, but Jamie will see you first. Cheers, everyone.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.